Walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." What does it mean to step out in faith? Number one, it's a revision of sight, a revision of sight. We begin to see things differently. We begin to see people who are receptive to the gospel, yet not knowing ahead of time whether they will be or not. We begin to see the church as a mighty army reaching out and making a difference in our city. It's a revision of sight. But it's also a revival of faith. I have a feeling Peter was never the same after this episode. I mean, once you get out there and depend on God to come through when you know you cannot do it by yourself, you are never the same. But it's also a refusal of the status quo. There were 11 others in the boat who were satisfied with the way things were. Perhaps they were saying, "Don't get out of the boat, don't rock the boat. Things are fine just the way they are." The old line seems applicable to them. Come will or woe, our status is quo. Or I like what the old-time evangelist one time said, status quo, that's Greek for the mess we're in. A refusal of the status quo. Now let's take a closer look at the text. Sometimes the call to step out comes in the midst of darkness and trouble. Matthew 14:24, "But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea." The fourth watch is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Sometimes before dark the previous evening, Jesus had put his disciples in a boat and told them to go across the lake. And all night these men had been rowing and fighting the wind and the waves. And in the midst of that dark hour, when fatigue had set in, Jesus comes and he says to Peter, "Step out." We are living in some challenging, changing times, and God is calling us to step out in faith and make a difference. Maybe you are going through dark, troubling times, and God is saying to you, "Step out and trust me to make the difference in those difficult, challenging times." So sometimes that call to step out comes in the midst of troubles and difficulties. But number two, the call to step out in faith, it's never to endanger you, but to enlarge you. Jesus didn't tell Peter to step out in order to embarrass him in front of the other disciples, but he wanted, I believe, to enlarge Peter's faith. When we decide to step out in faith, God is asking us to get out there and trust him in some areas where we haven't trusted him before, because he wants to enlarge our faith. Why would Peter do what he did? Put yourself in the boat that night. It's dark. The wind is blowing. You see this figure walking on the water. They were terrified, thinking it's a ghost. And Jesus responds, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." I believe I would have said, "Great, I'm glad it's you, Lord. Get up here in this boat." Instead, he says, "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Perhaps Peter realizes that the action is out there where Jesus is. And in a moment of faith, he rises up and gets out of that boat and there for a time walks on the water. But I believe Peter's desire to be with Jesus surpassed his fear of failure. Peter could have done a little analysis. I grew up on the Sea of Galilee. I have fished these waters all my life, and I know that it will not hold the weight of a human being. If I step out there, I'll go down like a rock. But rather than dwell on the fear of failure, Peter, it seems to me, had this desire to be with Jesus. When we get to the place where our desire to be with Jesus is greater than anything else in this entire world, we will go a long way in combating fear. His desire to be out there with the Lord, I believe, surpassed, at least momentarily, his fear of failure. But I believe Peter's faith failure was really eye failure. Verse 29, and he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. It seems to me that Peter was doing okay with his eyes fixed on Jesus. Then he began to look around at all the reasons why he shouldn't be where he was, and his faith failure was his eye failure. Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Put your eyes on Jesus who went to the cross. Think about that one who endured the cross, despising the shame. Keep your eye on that one who was willing to go through what he was willing to go through because of his great love for us. Put your eyes on that one who is coming back. Keep your eyes on that one who is the sovereign, who is King of Kings, who is Lord of Lords, who will have dominion now and forevermore. Put your eyes on him. And then when we begin to sink, God rescues us. Verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? I would have loved to have heard that conversation between Jesus and Peter on the walk back to the boat. That could have been a very interesting conversation. But let me ask you a question. What's your boat? Your boat is whatever represents safety and security to you apart from God himself. Your boat is whatever you put your trust in, especially when life gets a little stormy. And Eddie has led us in a song about dealing with those storms of life. Your boat is whatever pulls you away from stepping out in faith. Jesus is still looking for people who will refuse to allow fear to have the final word. He is still looking for people who refuse to be deterred by failure. He is still calling us to step out in faith. And I want to challenge every single person sitting in these pews today to go out there and to step out in faith, knowing that Jesus Christ will be with you. For some of us, that may be getting out of our comfort zone a time or two, but stepping out in faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out there and do some crazy, ridiculous thing. I think we've got to be discerning. Please understand me. But I believe this story is challenging all of us to step out in faith, to get out there where you cannot do it by yourself. You've got to depend upon God, and you've got to keep your focus on Him at all times. This story has always challenged me. And sometimes we may think more about Peter's failure than his willingness to step out of that boat. That took some courage, my brothers and sisters in Christ. But he responded, Lord, if it's you, command me to come. And Jesus said, come. And I appreciate Peter stepping out and starting that walk toward Jesus. But then again, got off course a little bit by I think, managing or looking and seeing the wind and the waves and so on. And so for a time began to sink, but God rescued him. Jesus rescued him. And certainly when we get out there, when we step out in faith, there may be times when we may fall. But let me assure you, we have a Christ. We have a God who's going to be there to pick us up. And to say, I want you to learn from that experience. I want you to grow from that experience. And I want you to allow that experience to help you to become a stronger person for Him. Stepping out in faith. What is God calling you to do in reference to taking that step out in faith? If anyone needs to step out in faith this morning, in terms of committing themselves to Jesus Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, I pray that you'll be willing to step out in faith and make that decision. If anyone needs to step out and say, I desire the prayers of the congregation so that I can be the kind of person that I want to be, that I'll be stronger, that I will continue to keep my focus and my eyes on Christ at all times. And so if that's an area where anyone needs to step out, we encourage you to make that decision today. So if there's any way that we can help you, encourage you today, we would invite you to come as we stand together and sing our song of encouragement.
There's a fountain, pray, 'tis for you and me. Let us hasten, haste to its brink. There's a fount of love from the source above, and He bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft and no soul is left that may not its pure water share.